Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I want to cover a concept today. I want to talk about something that's extremely important, something that will change your life, something that will make your life better, something that you need to do every single day, and that is know who you are. You know, business success doesn't come from wishing. Now, I'm not talking about prayer because I'm a strong believer in prayer, and I'm not talking about affirmations because I do believe that affirmations are really important and helpful, but I'm talking about wishing. I wish my business was better. I wish I was making more money. I wish I had less stress in my business. My goodness, you know how many times I've heard that over 25 years? And I point out to people that they have to stop wishing because they are the most powerful person in their business. They have the most knowledge about their business than anyone has. They have business skills that they don't even understand that they have. All they have to do is start focusing, stop wishing, and start identifying the problem. Identify the problem. Put your mind to it. Think about it, concentrate on it, do research, study, find out what the solution is, and make it happen. When you wish, well, you're just throwing that out there. I wish. It's like throwing pennies into the wishing well. Does it ever come true? Maybe you even throw quarters or half dollars in. My goodness, maybe even go and get a silver dollar and throw it in. Will that make your business any better? No, it won't. It's harnessing your brain power that's going to make the difference. It's understanding what needs to be done. It's not being afraid. It's being bold. It's making it happen every single day. And it's harnessing the focusing power of all the people around you, all the employees, all the coworkers, all the vendors, all the suppliers, all the consultants, challenging people. Why do we do it this way? Why do we do it that way? What can we do to make this better? Stop wishing. And become proactive in your life. And when you do that, amazing things start to happen. You start to find the answers. You start to say, wow, look what I'm doing. I can't imagine how I increased my efficiency. I can't imagine how I reduced my stress. It's just, if I would have known that I could have done much better just by focusing and thinking, then I would have just changed my way of doing business. I would have had a plan. I would have identified the problems. I would have made sure that when I woke up in the morning, I wasn't defeated. Because when you say, I wish it was better, it's a victim mentality. You have the power to make things better. You are the person that can make it better. You will make it better. So it's not starting today, but starting right now. Sit down and think about how you are going to make your business better, what needs to be taken care of, what needs to be corrected. How do we need to train our people? How do we need to coach our people? How do we need to even, unfortunately, replace a few people that aren't getting the job done, who don't want to do what needs to be done, who don't want to use their brain power, who don't want to be cooperative, who want to just try to get through the day to get a paycheck? We need to be on our game. And when you're on your game and you make it your game, my goodness, how successful you are. Just imagine if the quarterback, the Super Bowl star quarterback, takes a snap of the ball and goes back to throw the pass and says, gee, I really wish he catches it. There's no wishing. It's a matter of practice and skill. You need to practice being in business. You have the skills. Open your mind up. And what skills you don't have, go get them. Or have someone do it for you. So, for instance, you may have an assistant, and for many business people, English is not exactly one of their strong points. Grammar, punctuation, spelling. Maybe you have an assistant that looks everything over, that proofreads everything, that sends it for you. If you don't have something that you are good at, still learn about it. but then surround yourself with people who can take care of that task. Maybe you're not a computer programmer. Maybe you don't want to be a programmer. Maybe you don't want to do your website. But you need to know what you want in your website. Don't just be a victim and say, well, I'm going to turn this over to the developer. I wish it comes out well. Know what you want. Know what you want from your business. Know what you want from your employees. Know what you want from your own life and go make it happen. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.